Chinese workers are protesting.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. We're going to get the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics around the world and how it affects the United States. There is yet another major strike at an auto parts factory in China today. The KOK plant, just west of Shanghai, makes rubber gaskets and seals for the auto industry, for carmakers such as Honda. Last week, workers at the plant began a sit-in. That continued for a few days. And then on Monday, violence briefly erupted. Now, Marketplace's Asia correspondent Scott Tong is at the plant talking to workers about what's exactly going on, and he's with us live from Shanghai. Hi, Scott.
Good morning, Steve.
What's happening at this factory, and what have you seen and heard?
Well, it's evening here in China, and we just talked to a bunch of workers who got off shift, and they have spent the fifth straight day going in and doing nothing. They are unhappy about their working conditions. They told me about a couple of them. The line workers get 19 minutes to eat their lunch. They often work 12-hour days, and in certain parts of the factory, it's more than 100 degrees hot. So they want compensation for the kind of work that they're doing, and they don't think they're getting it. They are also angry. They're mad about Monday, what happened on Monday, the violence. Hundreds took to the streets outside the factory, and the police were called in. Several workers said they were detained and said several others were beaten inside the factory. And then they rushed to get our email addresses so they could email us the videos and the photos of what happened to the workers. I should tell you that the company has declined to talk to us, and the local government says they say the strike is done, that the negotiations are over, everyone is happy, and it's back to work, Steve.
Now, Scott, in the past week or so, we've been reporting on a series of strikes throughout China. Is this part of a broader movement?
Well, labor activists say we have had increasing frequency of strikes in the last couple of weeks, and we've had increased publicity. That is, workers now with the technology that China has, text messaging and the internet, they know about successful strikes elsewhere. So the question is, going forward, do we have a trend of this worker unrest yet? It's a little too early to call it a trend just yet, at least according to the folks we've talked to, Steve.
And what role, Scott, do these workers play on the international stage? I mean, fit this strike and what's going on at this moment into the global and the U.S. economy.
Well, if you are a global automaker, you need this part, right? You need every single part to make a car.
Yeah.
And so if you have a lot of these strikes, you have the potential of interruption in the global supply chain. So that's point one. The other one is a broader China thing, and that is the China price. The young workers are getting harder to find in China. It's a demography thing. And so they're in demand. They can negotiate better compensation. And so we're starting to see economists who say, you know what, the China price is going to start to go up.
Marketplace's Asia correspondent Scott Tong. Scott, thanks.
All right, you're welcome.
Let's do the numbers. Asian shares were mixed today. Markets in Europe, though, up less than 0.5% at the moment. Chinese shares, added about 3% in Asia. Japan's Nikkei fell. Wall Street yesterday, markets rebounded a bit, with the Dow adding 123 points to close at 99.39. The S&P gained about 1% or more. A Senate committee today holds a hearing on whether to raise liability caps for companies that cause oil spills. Right now, they're only responsible for $75 million. One argument against lifting that cap is that smaller companies would be priced out of drilling. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer reports.
Legislation has been introduced in Congress that would blow the lid off the liability cap. It would be raised to $10 billion. Some lawmakers say that would boost insurance costs too much for small oil companies, if they could get insurance at all. But Tyson Slocum says there are ways to keep small oil companies in the game. He directs Public Citizens Energy Program.
If companies are concerned about potential financial risks going forward, they can team up together.
Lauren Scott says that's not the answer. He's a professor emeritus of economics at Louisiana State University. Scott says a higher liability cap would increase costs so much that drilling in the Gulf would be out of reach for small companies, even if they banded together.
If you increase the cost of operating in an area, and this will seriously increase the cost of operating in an area, you will see less activity in that area.
Scott says right now, small companies have a share in about half the deep water wells in the Gulf. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
Marketplace is supported by Vanguard, a client-owned company where the clients own the funds and the funds own the company. Learn more at Vanguard.com.
A lot's been made about South Africa and its preparations for the World Cup Soccer Championship, but what about the rest of the continent? The BBC's Steve Evans is traveling across Africa and stopped in Ivory Coast, a place where business is hampered by daily roadblocks, and he's with us right now. Hi, Steve.
Hello.
What are they stopping people for?
They stop people pretty well for anything. They can ask you for whatever your papers are. They can ask you for a yellow fever certificate. Now, I'm in Nigeria at the moment. Strangely enough, the cops carry golf clubs, because if you don't stop at the roadblock, they smash your windscreen. So it pumps up the whole cost of development.
So I can't imagine, Steve, that people are happy about these roadblocks, and certainly not business people who are thinking about trying to make money there, right?
Oh, business is very unhappy, no doubt about that. They just think it's a tax. If you look at something like cashew nuts, they reckon that the roadblock, $5 here, $10 there was so much of it that that was completely wiping out the profit from that journey. I talked to a guy called Jean-Louis Billon, who's one of the big entrepreneurs in Ivory Coast.
A business like cashew nuts couldn't function just because of roadblocks and corruption.
So those journeys stopped, and you can see that as a direct impact on people's lives.
The BBC's Steve Evans joining us from Nigeria. Steve, thank you.
You're welcome.
And finally, a new study says men are more likely than women to upgrade what ails them. The research collected for British financial firm Engage Mutual surveyed 3,000 people in the UK. It says if guys have a cold, about half the time they'll claim it's the flu. A headache has about an even chance of becoming a migraine. But ladies, you're not immune to using the sick card either. The research shows women more oftentimes go into greater detail about daily symptoms and are more likely to stay home from work if they're sick. This is the Marketplace Morning Report in Los Angeles. I'm Steve Chiatakis.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.